What do we know about the fatal U.S. bombing of a wedding in Iran's Sirik? A residential building and a telecommunications tower were struck overnight, as Iran and the U.S. launched more strikes over the control of Strait of Hormuz. Tehran, Iran, the city of Kuhistak, located in southern Iran's Sirik County in Hormozgan province, close to the Strait of Hormuz, was the target of multiple overnight attacks by the United States military, with local sources and authorities saying a wedding ceremony was struck. The Hormozgan governor's office on Wednesday identified four victims as 4-year-old Amir Ali Karami, 16-year-old Mohammed Malahi, 43-year-old Kulsum Malahi, and 43-year-old Zarkatoun Tahiri. More than 60 others were wounded, some seriously. Recommended stories. List of Four Items List, one of four UN watchdog, urges access to Iran nuclear sites over proliferation concerns. List 2 of 4 Iran says U.S. bombed a wedding party in Sirik, killing 5 people. List 3 of 4 We had an ordinary life. Iran fisherwoman navigates uncertainty of war. List 4 of 4 Iran, U.S. exchange new attacks. Who was hit in latest strikes? Tim Hawkins, a spokesperson for U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said they were aware of reports of civilian casualties originated from Iranian state media. The U.S. military never targets civilians, unlike the IRGC, he said, in reference to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. But while the operational details behind the strikes remain unclear, numerous videos and images from the area, witness accounts, and official reports indicate that multiple projectiles hit Kuhistak, some to deadly effect. Footage showed that several projectiles struck a telecommunications tower located near the city's shoreline and destroyed it, with some locals saying they believed drones were among the weapons used. Based on fragments found in Kuhistak, defense experts say it might be a variant of the AGM-84K SLAM-ER, which manufacturer Boeing describes as an advanced precision-guided, air-launched cruise missile with surgical strike capability. Wednesday morning's footage, taken from some distance from the telecom tower, shows at least one direct hit to the roof of the building where the wedding was taking place. More videos, released by locals and state media, showed partial destruction and debris inside the building, and electricity going out in the area. Women's and children's slippers could be seen scattered around. Several other adjacent residential buildings also sustained damage. A state television reporter said 3 U.S. missiles were used in the attack, with one penetrating through the roof and creating a 1.5-meter, 5-foot, hole in the ground. A man identified as Ali Malahi, the owner of the targeted building where his daughter's wedding was taking place, told state television that people inside were all civilians. State TV footage from a hospital in the area showed several wounded children and their families receiving medical care. A young local man wounded in the attack said he and others were heading towards the house when they heard jets flying above, and the bombs caused massive explosions while they were arriving. Many young children and women were horribly wounded, he said from the hospital bed. A woman with bloodied hands said in a video released by state-linked SNN that she was there at the scene and could confirm that people present at the scene were civilians. This house was by no means close to any military site, she said, adding that it appeared the munitions were directly targeting the building. The Iranian Red Crescent Society said the incident was thoroughly documented, as it released several images from the site of the attack and the children who were injured. It wrote to the Office of the Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, seeking legal action against the perpetrators of the grave attack. Other prominent attacks on civilians. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the strikes in Kuhistak complete the catalog of atrocities against the nation of Iran by the U.S. This cruelty cannot be separated from the chain of atrocities that preceded it in Minab, Laymard, Keshem, and elsewhere, nor from the strikes on military targets that were dressed in deceptive justifications. Spokesman Esmiel Baghi wrote on X, "More dangerous than the bomb itself is the normalization of bombing, and more dangerous than silence is the conversion of silence into legitimacy," he said. In Minab, also located in Hormozgan province, the deadliest strike of the war in terms of civilian casualties largely destroyed an elementary school packed with children on the first day of the war on February 28. The attack killed about 170 people, mostly schoolchildren, as well as teachers, parents, and others. Despite evidence that its Tomahawk missiles were used in the attack, the U.S. military has refused to release findings from its investigation. CENTCOM Commander Brad Cooper claimed the school was located on an active IRGC cruise missile base. In the Southern Fars province's city of Leimerd, evidence and witness accounts pointed to a missile strike on a sports hall being used by a women's volleyball team on the first day of the war, killing 21 people, including 4 children. While CENTCOM denied responsibility and accused Iran, investigations by the New York Times, BBC, and independent analysts concluded that a U.S. precision strike missile, PRSM, was responsible for the destruction. The munition was designed to explode midair, scattering thousands of tungsten pellets that could claim casualties and deal damage to buildings and vehicles in a large area. During over 6 months of war on Iran, the U.S. and Israel have also struck critical infrastructure like oil and gas facilities, fuel depots, steel and petrochemical factories, airports, ports and bridges, as well as power installations, medical centers, and water facilities. More than 3,500 Iranians have been killed since the start of the war, including more than 50 during the 60-day truce amid renewed fighting in July, according to authorities.